You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishor. Russia has invaded Ukraine. President Biden is scheduled to meet shortly with leaders of the G7, including Canada, Britain, Japan, and Germany. They're expected to coordinate new sanctions on Russia. Here's British Prime Minister Boris Johnson speaking earlier this morning.
Today, in concert with our allies, we will agree a massive package of economic sanctions designed in time to hobble the Russian economy. And to that end, we must also collectively cease the dependence on Russian oil and gas that for too long has given Putin his grip on Western politics.
The West's response may shape both the conflict and its economic consequences for Russia and the global economy. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has more from London.
Massive is the term European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen used to describe a new sanctions package due to be unveiled later today. In an early morning press conference, she said the measures would target Russia's access to key technologies and markets. The European Union will also look to freeze Russian assets in Europe and block access to European financial markets. U.S. President Joe Biden also condemned Moscow's decision to pursue what he called premeditated war, and he's meeting with other G7 leaders to discuss imposing, quote, severe sanctions on Russia. Earlier this week, the West unveiled what many leaders called the first tranche of sanctions. Those were largely targeted at individuals and banks. This next round, though, is expected to be much harsher, with the goal, von der Leyen said, to weaken Russia's economic base, its capacity to modernize, and take a heavy toll on the Kremlin's ability to finance war. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.